are listening to Thrive with Nicole podcast, a place to explore the depths of you through spirituality, healing, and empowerment. A little about me, your host. My name is Nicole Ivins, and the best words to describe me are quiet, introverted, empathic, nurturing, and highly sensitive. As an intuitive counselor, I'm deeply passionate about spiritual, mental, and emotional well-being. So pop on those headphones as I take you on a journey of connectedness. Welcome back to Thrive with Nicole. I'm your host, Nicole Ivins. And in today's episode, I wanted to talk to you about something that doesn't really get spoken of a lot in my industry in regards to anxiety. So I wanted to talk to you about the voice of your anxiety. So, you know, anxiety is so very prevalent in today's society, especially, you know, over the last few years, what we've all been through with the global pandemic. You know, people that never had anxiety have now got anxiety. You know, right from kids especially, because obviously their worlds have been very much turned upside down, right through to elderly adults, you know, in different times of life, can bring on more anxiety than others, as we've seen. And it is very good at stealing away your joy and your happiness. But the other thing too, if we look at it on the other hand, anxiety can be a very good teacher, letting you know when there is something wrong and guiding you to make changes. Those changes may be the path you are heading down is not the best one for you, or that past experiences need healing and it is using physical symptoms to gain your attention. So let me ask you a question. Have you ever noticed in the past that your anxiety stopped you from doing something that turned out to be in your best interest? Just a question for you to kind of sit with, maybe journal on, and see what comes through for you in regards to that. So I thought now I would share just a little bit of a personal story with you, because I know that helps. Storytelling is always great. So I started suffering from anxiety at a very young age. And it really hit its peak, so it was really at its worst when I left school at age 17, when I panic attacks started. And I continued to suffer from these panic attacks for 10 years. So every time I would take a leap of faith and commence a new job, the panic attacks would put a stop to it. And at the time, it was not as well known as or recognized as it is today. So showing my age a little bit there. So, you know, I felt like there was something wrong with me. And my poor parents, they had no idea what to do for me. And to add, I guess, onto that a little bit in regards to the family that I grew up in, you know, my father was a police officer. So it was a very, you know, patriarchal home. And I was, you know, one of five children, but I was really the only sensitive one. So you can imagine that environment for someone like me with my nervous system, my very sensitive nervous system, and parents that didn't really know what to do with that because, you know, the other kids weren't like that. So that's just, you can kind of understand why and where my anxiety might have been coming from. You know, and as I look back on it now, my anxiety and panic attacks were always trying to tell me something. You know, either it was the wrong job for me or there was healing needed on past experiences. And I think we need to understand that too about the nervous system is that it's doing its job. Like it's not doing it to you. It thinks it's doing it for you. And, you know, no one is born with anxiety. It is something that happens through the environment and what our nervous system gets put through within that environment. So that's just something to think about for yourself as well and what your experience is. You know, I can happily say now that I haven't suffered any panic attacks for over 8 years since I started to listen to my symptoms instead of running away from them. Now I'm going to share with you some ways in which you can do the same. Because it is very powerful, very empowering for you to start to know, well, actually, maybe I can start to listen to that anxiety within me, the voice of my anxiety, and see what it is that it's trying to share with me. So you're going to break free from your anxiety by giving it a voice. Now, I'm not going to say that you're never going to have anxiety ever again. I still suffer from anxiety sometimes. I just don't have the debilitating panic attacks that I used to have because I give it a voice now. So you want to have a dedicated notebook, so a dedicated journal, and I want you to call it the voice of my anxiety. Because as I said, this isn't a one and done. When you're healing your nervous system, it's never a one and done. As I always say to my clients, healing is a lifetime thing. This isn't a one-off thing that we do. It's every day. Just like diet and exercise is every day, healing your nervous system, same thing. It's always going to be an ongoing journey for you when you are doing your healing. So that's why I want you to have a dedicated notebook for this. And as I said, call it the voice of my anxiety. And when you're feeling anxious, use this notebook to write down the answers to the following questions. So the first one is, what are you trying to tell me? So just writing that on a page and just really tuning in to that feeling within you. So for me, when I have anxiety, it's very much in the stomach. So it's very much in that solar plexus area. It's very tight. I can feel a little sick sometimes. I also get it in my throat and in my mouth. I get a dry mouth as well. So what I would do in my example is I would sit with that. I would sit with that feeling and go like both places. So start with the stomach. What are you trying to tell me? And just see what information comes through for that. Even if it doesn't make sense, that's okay. Just write it down anyway. Trust me, eventually it will. So I would do that on the stomach first, and then I would move to the throat and to the mouth and just see what is the message that is trying to come through, because it's just trying to get my attention. And, you know, and our bodies are very smart. They know what gets our attention because there'll be certain things that will stop you in your tracks, that will stop you and make you listen. So that's something to think about for yourself. Like, where is that for you? What is that for you? All right, so the second question is, what do I need to know right now? So again, writing that on the top of the page, just tuning in to what do I need to know right now? And you know, and with all of these questions, you can be tuning into the physical feeling. That's always very, very helpful, because in our world, we don't tend to do that. We tend to find a way to get away from that feeling, away from the pain, you know, whether it's taking medication, whether it's distracting ourselves with work or with food or with drugs or with alcohol or whatever it is, you know, we find ways to distract ourselves in this world. So we don't tend to sit with pain. We don't tend to sit with symptoms. We want to get rid of them. But I'm going to ask you to not do that. I'm going to ask you to stop running. I'm going to ask you to stop. Sit with that feeling and see, one, what are you trying to tell me? Two, what do I need to know right now? Three is, should I continue with this path or action? So, you know, anxiety tends to come up when we're doing things new, usually, or we're worrying about things that are going to happen in the future. So it's a good time to really tune in and go, is this right for me? Or am I just doing it because I think I should, or because I've seen someone else do the same thing? Or if there's expectations I'm either putting on myself or expectations from people around me. So again, you can really tune into that physical feeling. Should I continue with this path or action? And then four, how can I reduce my feelings of anxiety? So those four questions are really going to be very powerful for you to really give your anxiety a voice, because I can guarantee up until now, you haven't given it a voice. You might say things like, I'm just an anxious person, or I've suffered from anxiety my whole life. You probably have. Those things are both true for you right now, absolutely. But it doesn't mean it has to continue to be true for you. So giving anxiety some space, giving it a voice, allowing it to really give you that message that it has probably been trying to give you for years, it's going to be like, hallelujah, finally she's listening. So I think those four questions are going to be very powerful for you. So let me just read those again for you. One, what are you trying to tell me? Two, what do I need to know right now? Three, should I continue with this path or action? And four, how can I reduce my feelings of anxiety? You know, and using these important questions as you are experiencing your anxiety symptoms, can absolutely help to give your anxiety a voice and allowing you to start to gain an understanding of the purpose of it. And as you start to gain this important information, you then have a great opportunity to start to heal the experiences that have caused your anxiety to cement itself in your life. Like I said earlier, none of us are born with anxiety. It comes through the environment, comes through the experiences that we have, and it's just about our nervous system being dysregulated. That's where that's coming from. So it's starting to understand, okay, where is that dysregulation coming from? And those four questions are absolutely going to open that door for you to start to understand why you are dysregulated, why your nervous system is dysregulated, and why you are experiencing, you know, anxiety, you know, on the daily. I want to share with you, you know, the way, like, I mean, obviously I've told you about anxiety and I've told you about giving you anxiety a voice, which is very, very powerful. But there's also another way for you to start, because once we move past, okay, this is why and this is where it's coming from, then we move into the healing aspect of it. I mean, the writing and answering those questions is healing in itself as well, absolutely. And then we go a step further, a step deeper with our healing. And that's where EFT tapping is going to come in. You know, it is a wonderful modality to allow you to release and heal past experiences where your symptoms are stemming from. So if you'd like to learn more about that, if you want to learn more about EFT tapping, I invite you to head over to my website, which is calmyourmindwellness.com.au. And on the tab at the top, you'll see one that says, what is EFT? So you can click through there and you can have a look. I describe what EFT is. I tell you a little bit about the science because it is an evidence-based modality. There's a video on there for you as well, which is about the science behind EFT if you're interested in the science behind it. And then also a video with me as well where I take you through a round of tapping so you can experience it for yourself. And while you're there, why not sign up for my free EFT tapping guide, which is going to give you a quick guide to EFT, a quick guide to the tapping points, but also I give you three tapping scripts as well, which is really going to help you. One is on worrying, one is on overwhelm, and another one is on self-sabotage, because I know they're the top three things that people tend to struggle with, and I know EFT can absolutely help with all of those things as well. So yeah, so head over to my website, calmyourmindwellness.com.au, click on the tab at the top that says, what is EFT? And you can learn about that for yourself. So I really hope this has helped you to start to think about your anxiety in a different way, that, you know, she's not all evil. She's not out to get you. She is there for a reason. And it's just about starting to uncover that reason for yourself. And of course, if you would like to work on this on a deeper level again, I invite you to book a complimentary online session with me where we can have a chat about how I can start to help you on your healing journey and really start to heal the core reason for your anxiety. Because in the work that I do, that's what we're doing. We're getting beneath that core. Let's see where that's coming from. Let's see where it cemented itself in, or why it cemented itself in at that stage in your life. Starting to heal those experiences, those moments for you, so you can start to release out some of that deeper anxiety so it's not plaguing you each and every day. So I really want to thank you for joining me today. I look forward to chatting with you again next time. But until then, I'm wishing you a calm day. Thank you so much for listening. Did you know that I offer a number of different services where you can work with me one-on-one? I have intuitive healing, intuitive guidance, sacred women's circles, and also self-paced courses. You can check all of those great services out over on my website at calmyourmindwellness.com.au.